and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Good morning. This is Apostle Tim of isawthelightministries.com. Today it is my responsibility to warn you against some demonic apparitions that are appearing across the world. They are claimed to be the appearances of Jesus Christ, but they are not. The so-called Apostle David Taylor of Joshua Media Ministries is claiming that Jesus appears to him and that Jesus would also appear to everyone that reads his book. Yet you have to buy his book. He sells these books and pictures of Jesus, as well as his magazines, CDs, DVDs, and pillowcases on his website. If these are truly the words of God and the pictures of God, then they should not be held for ransom, for money. His website and his ministry are true moneymakers. If Jesus was to appear to anyone or speak to us or call us as an apostle, we are not to require money in exchange for somebody to receive the word of God. Matthew 10, verse 8 says, "Freely you have received, freely give." That's Matthew 10, verse 8. "Freely you have received, freely give." If these are true pictures of Jesus, they are not to be sold. He has pictures of Jesus, supposedly Jesus, on his website, which is strictly forbidden in the Ten Commandments. Exodus 20, verse 4, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that's in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth." And again, in Deuteronomy 4, verse 13, "And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tablets of stone. And the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might do them in the land where you go over to possess it. Take you therefore good heed unto yourselves, that you saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spoke to you in Haran out of the midst of the fire, lest you corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flyeth in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth." Repeatedly, the Bible tells us to not make pictures, images, or likeness of anything that is in heaven or on earth. Yet the earth today and the land of America is overflowing with images, pictures of angels, supposedly of Jesus, Mary, fish, rabbits, birds, all kinds of images all over the place. And we will fight to keep the Ten Commandments written on the wall or in a plaque and in stone, but the people don't want to obey the Ten Commandments. Amen. "Oh, that part was done away," or "it don't mean that." Well, guess what? The Ten Commandments are for us today and not just 4,000 years ago. The commandments are for us today, even much more today than it was 4,000 years ago. The coming of the Lord is near. And we need to remove these idols of our heart. These pictures of Jesus in the clouds, in the sky, in people's houses, to people's homes, hanging on your wall. This is not Jesus. And all these apparitions that are appearing across the globe, this is not Jesus, but it is Satan, the devil. This apostle of Satan, David Taylor of Joshua Media Ministries, claims that the angel Gabriel said to him that the greatest move of God in all of history would start in St. Louis, of all places, and spread worldwide, including Chicago. He even said that Detroit would be a city of light to the whole world, and that people worldwide will flock to Detroit to be delivered. These are false prophecies, as these cities are filled with wickedness and have not repented. We must face the facts that St. Louis, Chicago, Detroit, and Cincinnati are not the centers of revival, but rather they are the centers of wickedness, Sodom and Gomorrah, satanic statues, satanic churches, satanic everything. Amen. We have to face reality. Muhammad also claimed that the archangel Gabriel visited him, and the Mormons also claim the same thing. But Galatians chapter 1, verse 8, Galatians 1, verse 8 says, "But though we, or angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you, than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." I say, let David Taylor be accursed. He claims to have prophesied in Jesus' name and done many mighty works. But Matthew 7, verse 21 says, Matthew 7, starting in verse 21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that name, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name have cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." David Taylor is claiming that Jesus is appearing to him and to everyone who reads his book. He claims that the Father appears in every town that he preaches. Matthew 24, starting in verse 23, Matthew 24, starting in verse 23 says, "Then if any man says unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets that shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before, wherefore, if they shall say to you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not." Amen. So I'm telling you today, listen, and listen carefully. When Taylor says to you, that's the Father appearing to you in your dreams, in your visions, in the clouds, it is not. It is not. But these are apparitions of the beast. Any manifestations of fulfilled prophecies, apparitions of Jesus' healing and deliverance that comes from this man is only the workings of Satan to ensnare people into witchcraft, false doctrine, and demonic possession. These great miracles are being performed in order to prepare you for the great miracles that will be performed by Pope Francis when he stands beside Bashar Assad, the president of Syria, on the Temple Mount. I have been telling you repeatedly on this broadcast that Pope Francis and Bashar Assad will be the two fallen angels that will stand on the Temple Mount claiming to be God. You will see that fulfilled. Amen. And although Taylor does accurately predict that Russia is going to successfully attack America, anyone can know that. Anyone can know this by just watching the news. Even Satan knows that this is going to occur. But Taylor does not mention that China will also attack and invade. He never mentions Syria, Assad, Iran, or China. If he is truly an apostle of Jesus Christ to these end times worldwide, then surely Jesus would show him these major prophecies as well. Surely Jesus would teach him correct doctrine as well. But he's just one more woof of traditional denominational Babylon. He does not tell people of the need to keep the seventh day, which is one of the Ten Commandments. How does a true prophet or a true apostle of Jesus Christ not tell the people to keep the commandments of Jesus, including the observance of the seventh day, which is Saturday, whether you believe it or not? He puts forth his hand, resulting in huge groups of people falling backwards, which is sometimes witchcraft and other times a curse against the wicked, not proof that he is of God. I encourage you to check out the article on the website isawthelightministries.com to see proof that every time in the Bible, without exception, any time that anybody fell backwards, it was a curse from God. It was judgment of God. And I was raised in the Pentecostal churches where the people would fall backwards. I've been around it. I know all about it. I've been there and done that. But we must look at the Bible. And we must put the scriptures first. Not what we was raised in. Not what we was taught. Not what we've experienced. Not what we have seen with our carnal eyes or felt with our carnal flesh. But what does the Word of God say? And the Word of God says every time in the Bible that anybody fell backwards, it was judgment from God. Amen. We must come out of these traditional doctrines of man. Amen. Many of the images of the Father in the sky that appears in every city that Taylor preaches in look pretty much to me like demonic faces. We must be praying and fasting for discernment. Discernment, discernment, discernment. Amen. The Apostle Paul warned the church against wolves in sheep clothing. The Apostle Paul named names. It is biblical to expose the workers of Satan and to warn the church against the grave dangers that are facing the people today in this time of darkness, wickedness, and deception. Be warned this day. In Jesus' name. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's isawthelightministries.com. Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.